control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in via APRIS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in on Echolink node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. For any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are welcome and invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign. Repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Please give your name and your location and signal your intent to remain on the net. Before calling the individual radio frequency groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. At this time, I have W2MJB, that is my husband Mark, and then I have Mr. Fred and Miss Isla from Traveler's Rest, W4FCM, and N4IEI. I also have Andy checking in from Table Rock, KI4LZI, and Mr. Jim checking in from Pelzer, KW4TS. Next, I have Jerry checking in from Anderson, N4DJC, and Bill checking in from Anderson, KC4W. Thank you to all of those early check-ins. It's nice to have people taking advantage of that technology. All right, at this time, I'll go to Echolink stations. Echolink stations only, please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Please check in and out. Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. K4ZZX. This is Steve with the base of Paris Mountain over here in beautiful Greenville County. Negative and negative tonight, but we're sending 73 to you and all on the net.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Steve, checking in from the base of Paris Mountain, K4ZZX. Thank you for joining us tonight, Steve. All right, at this time, I'll go ahead and move to our regular radio check-ins. Tonight, Monday night, we will start with the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP, please check in KO4HKX. This is Patrick up in Penrose. I'll be negative and negative.
HTP, please check in WB4 Fox Echo Echo Dan over Northern Simpsonville. Good evening to you and everybody on the net, Wendy, and hope you have a great week. Check me in and out, please.
Net Control, please check in and out Kilo 9 Oscar Hotel K90H Billy in Anderson. Also, please check in my wife Nancy, KN4 Delta Bravo Quebec. 73 to you and all on the net.
4HTP. Check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. Good evening, Wendy. We'll be negative negative tonight. Thanks. Good to hear you back.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Patrick, checking in from Penrose, KO4HKX. Thank you for joining us tonight, Patrick. Next, checking in from Northern Simpsonville, WB4FEE. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dan. Hope you're having a good evening. Next, I'd like to welcome Billy, checking in from Anderson, K9OH, and he brings along Miss Nancy, KN4DBQ. Please pass our greetings along to Miss Nancy. Next, I'd like to welcome Harry, checking in from Candler, HD4EZN. Good to hear your voice on the radio tonight, Harry. One of these nights, we'll each have to cook and exchange our latest cooking ideas. I enjoy talking about flavors and foods with you. All right, we're going to go to Echolink at this time. We'll take a break for Echolink stations only. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John, Brown Summit, North Carolina. I'll stick around for some rag chew. I'm going to hop off of this and go upstairs and hop on the computer and get a little better connection, but I will be around.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to recognize John, checking in from Brown Summit, KN4RJN. Thanks for checking in, John. I have you down for some rag chew later. It'll be nice to hear about your settling into your new home. So thank you for joining us tonight. All right, we'll go ahead and go back to our radio check-ins at this time. We're giving another shout-out to the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson, negative and negative. In Greenville, mobile and route to Spartanburg.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Nelson, checking in mobile from Greenville, KO4GUN. Thank you for joining us tonight, Nelson. Yeah, we fit into your drive on some evenings, so that's great. Thank you for checking in. All right, I'll go ahead and we'll switch over to Echolink for a moment. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check in at this time, please call KN4HTP. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, we'll move to our next alphabetical group, which is India Through Lima. India Through Lima, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
KN4HTP. Please, even through the net, please check in and out. Kilo, Oscar 4. Kilo, Oscar 4, India, Sierra Golf. Kilo, Oscar 4, India, Sierra Golf. Kilo 4, ISG, Danny over here in Gastonia, 73s.
Hey, Big. Hope you and Mark are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, Wendy. Good evening to you and Mark. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
4HTP. Hello to Mark if he's around. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We thank our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Do hope everybody has a good night. 73.
HTP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec X-ray. This is Jeff down in Ware Place, Pelzer, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net. 73 to everybody tonight. Have a good evening.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to recognize James checking in from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Thank you for checking in tonight, James. Next, I'd like to recognize Danny checking in from Gastonia, KO4ISG. Thank you for joining us tonight, Danny. Then I'd like to welcome Sid, checking in from Fletcher, W4IOE. Hope you're having a good evening out your way, Mr. Sid. Then I'd like to welcome my friend Larry, KK4JBQ. He's checking in from Greer and brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK. Please pass along my greetings to Miss Donna. Thank you for checking in tonight, Larry. Next, I'd like to recognize Jim checking in from Pelzer, KO4JQX. Thank you for checking in tonight, Jim. It's good to hear you on the radio. Then I have a station checking in. There was a lot of static on the signal, so I just need to double check. I got KO4OIL, but I did not get your name or location. So if you could recheck with me, that would be great. Or if somebody can do a relay that has a little, can hear a little more clearly, that would be great. HTP. Thank you. I think I got your station information this time. KO4OIL, Mr. Lamar, checking in from Georgia. So, for joining us tonight, it's good to have you with us on the radio.
4HTP, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Oscar Yankee, Romeo. Lamar,
better now. KO4OYR. Is that correct?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for being patient with me. And you are a little bit stronger. There's less noise just now as you were speaking, so whatever you did to adjust, that helped me tremendously. So thank you, Mr. Lamar, for checking in. It's good to have you with us. All right, we'll give another opportunity at this time for any stations in the group India through Lima to check in. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
4HTP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Lima, Lima, Joe and Grid, negative and negative.
Good evening. Kilo Papa 3 Uniform, KP3 Uniform, QTH Duncan. Name is Sam, Sierra Alpha, Mike Sam. And negative, negative.
4HTP. And Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan in Asheville. KO4JKB, no traffic, no comment. 73 to everybody on the net.
For HTP. Again, Kilo Bravo 3, Kilo Victor Tango, KB3 KBT, Doc North Pickens Tater Hill, negative and negative, short time.
Oxtrot 4, Charlie Kilo Tango, KF4 CKT, John, and I'm in Honey
Patrick, South Carolina. Good evening, and good evening to everybody on the net. And I'll just be short.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Joe checking in from Greer, KO4ALL. Thank you for checking in tonight with us. Next, I'd like to welcome Sam checking in from Duncan, KP3U. Thank you for checking in tonight, Sam. Then I have Duncan checking in from Asheville, KO4JKV. Thank you for checking in tonight, Duncan. And next, I'd like to welcome Doc checking in from North Pickens, KB3KVT. Thank you for joining us tonight, Doc. All right, then I have John checking in from Honey Pass, KF4CKT. Good to hear you on the radio tonight, John. Thank you for joining us. All right, at this time, we'll go ahead and move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
HTP. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. That was KO 4 and then 8. My name is Fred. I'm currently mobile in Piedmont. 7-3 to you. Everybody else on the net, I'll be negative and negative tonight.
HTP. Great to hear your voice on the radio again. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt, and Inman. I'll be negative, negative.
For HTP. In and out, K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic, no comment. Thank you, ma'am.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Ms. Lorena, checking in from Piedmont, KK4ONO. Thank you for joining us tonight, Ms. Lorena. And she brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and daughter, Ms. Michelle, KM4MOQ. Please pass along our greetings to Mr. Rick and Ms. Michelle. Next, I'd like to recognize Fred checking in. He's mobile in Piedmont, KO4NNH. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Fred. Next, I have Walt checking in from Inman, K4OIM. Walt is our net controller for Tuesday night, so he'll be up tomorrow. Thank you for joining me tonight, Walt. It's good to hear you on the radio. Then I have Mr. Pat checking in from Malden, K4OSH. Thank you for joining us. Hope you're having a good evening up your way. All right, at this time, we'll do another shout-out to the group Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time, I'll move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango. Q through T, Quebec through Tango. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Andy, please check in. Whiskey, Uniform, 2 Tango. WU2T, that's Rusty. I'm on my way home from Duncan to Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight. Good evening, Wendy.
Please check in Alpha, Alpha 4, Romeo, Mike. That's AA4RM. My name is Robert. I'm in Easley, negative and negative.
We're HTP. Check in Whiskey, November 4, Sierra. Chris in Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all of it.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Rusty checking in. He's mobile in Duncan, WU2T. Thank you for joining us tonight, Rusty. I hope you have a safe drive out there. Then I'd like to welcome Robert, checking in from Easley, AA4RM. Thanks for checking in tonight, Robert. Robert and I trade off on our Monday nights. So he's another one of the net controllers here on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Welcome tonight, Robert. Then I'd like to welcome Chris, checking in from Lyman, WN4S. Hope you're having a good evening out your direction, Mr. Chris. Thank you for checking in. All right, is there anyone else in the group, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Sorry, I'm out of turn. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Flattown.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Richard, checking in from Flattown, KK4FTU. Just made my night, Richard. I love it when you check in on my net. So thank you very much. Hope you're having a good evening out your way. All right, we'll go ahead and move our group up to Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
4HTP, check in. Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor's negative 73 to you in the net.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Leroy, checking in from Taylor, KA5WLL. Hope you're having a good evening out your way, and thank you for checking in tonight. All right, is there anyone else in the group, Uniform through Zulu, Uniform through Zulu, that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us up to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP. Good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73.
KN4HTP. Good to hear you calling that tonight, Wendy. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
TP. Internet, please check in Whiskey 4, Alpha, Kilo, Golf, AKA Easley, negative.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. David, checking in from Inman, KO4AOW. Thank you for joining us tonight, David. And I'd like to welcome Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Thank you, Dave, for all the extra work you do to help keep this net running well. Next, I'd like to welcome AK, checking in from Easley, W4AKG. Hope you're having a good evening out your way, Mr. AK, and thank you for joining us. All right, at this time, we'll see if there's anyone else in the group Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll open our check-ins up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Anyone that hasn't had the chance to check in yet, please do so. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
TP. Again, Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Check in and out, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Alpha Romeo, KO4, G, G-A-R, Davis, and Clover, South Carolina.
4 HTP. Again, KF4, KYI, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Yankee Indian. This is Tom in downtown Greenville. No traffic and no comments.
This is KN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Tommy, checking in from Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thank you for joining us tonight, Tommy. Next up, I have Mr. David, checking in from Clover, KO4GAR. Thank you for checking in tonight, David. Then I'd like to welcome Tom, checking in from downtown Greenville, KF4KYI. Thank you for joining us tonight. Hope you're having a good evening out down there in downtown Greenville. Is there anyone else at this time that would like to check in? We're checking in, everyone. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or net control.
4HTP. Please check in KO4MWV. This is Walter at Simpsonville.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Walter, checking in from Simpsonville, KO4NWB. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Walter. It's good to have you joining us. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for anyone that would like to check in. We're going all the way through the alphabet, uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or net control. All right, I meant Alpha through Zulu, but I think you knew that. So anyway, thank you to everyone for joining us tonight. This is KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. Next, I'll begin the RAGU portion of the net, and we'll stop during the conversation for periodic stops for check-ins. At this time, I'd like to check and see how John, KN4RJN, how are things up in the North Carolina area?
KN4HTP, this is KN4RJN. How are you, Wendy? How was your trip out west?
This is KN4HTP. My trip west was great. I hadn't taken the opportunity to go visit my dad in over a year, and so once I got the COVID vaccine doses, I decided to take the chance, and he's had he had COVID and he had his vaccines as well, so we felt like we were being as wise as possible. Anyway, so I went out there and we hung around, we did stuff, we looked at pictures, I asked him a bunch of stories about his life and my grandparents, and we did some sorting out of the, he has a property he rents out and has storage in the basement, so we sorted a bunch of stuff out of the basement and mostly just enjoyed being together. He's in his 80s, and I've missed him. It was really hard to go for a whole year without going to see him. I usually get to see him two or three times in a year. So, and he lives out in the mountains, the Rocky Mountains in Utah. So he's actually down close to the border with Nevada. And so I usually fly in and out of Las Vegas. But anyway, it was a great visit.
Well, good. I'm glad you got a chance to to see him. I'm glad you enjoyed your visit. I'm sitting in a sea of boxes right now. I told somebody we had opened the last box. It wasn't the last box. It was the last box that was put on the truck. And when we were packing it up, I looked at my wife and says, "Okay, how do you want me to mark this one?" And she kind of hummed and hawed, and the guy that was loading it up said, "Well, it's the last box." I said, "That's how I mark it." So we got that one emptied. However, there's still a Lord knows how many boxes still to unpack, some partially unpacked, some stuff you know, just kind of scattered around, and we're still getting it together. But I've got the garage so I can get one car in anyway, and I'm desperately working trying to get to the point where I can get two cars in, and finished up building a workbench to get some stuff up off the floor, and I've got a place to put my tools where I can find them instead of them being scattered all over the house. And, of course, every light fixture in this house my wife didn't like, so we've changed out all those. And in the process of painting certain walls that are somewhat hideous and working on some other stuff. But all in all, it's coming together slowly, but it's coming together. It's somewhat discouraging when I finish up one area and then go to another area, and I, Lord, where'd all this stuff come from? But, yeah, we're making it. It's slow, but it's sure.
Sounds like the last box might have been the first box that you opened when you got to your new place. That was great, labeling the last box because it's the last one in. But I mark and sympathize with you, I'm sure, on the garage issues, getting it cleaned out so you can have your have it the way you want it. When we moved here, we had our garage is air conditioned. And that was one of the selling points of the house, so we could, you know, be comfortable working on projects out there. Mark does a few things out there with a couple of tools he's got. So, and yeah, his priority was getting the garage, and my priority was getting the house arranged. And so, you know, it was a back and forth with a few things. You know, can we keep this in the garage? And maybe come back with something else. Can we keep this in the house? Can we keep this in the garage? Can we keep this in the house? So. I understand, but it's really nice to get a car in the garage, so that is a big accomplishment.
Well, one of the big issues with getting anything in the garage was the, the folks that sold us the house left their washer and dryer behind, and it was an older model, and they were stacked, and we brought our washer and dryer with us, so our washer and dryer went in the garage, which was taking up valuable real estate, and she finally got rid of the other washer and dryer. We got that out of there. I had to get my son-in-law over here to help me get things down and get it out. Got that gotten rid of and got the other washer and dryer in, but before that can be installed, she wants to paint the laundry room, so they're in the process of doing that. So tomorrow I get to hook the washer and dryer back up so that you can actually get into the laundry room. So that took a big chunk out of the garage, and now I've got a bunch of other stuff out there that I now have two workbenches to stack stuff on. I can't see either workbench, but I can get stuff up off the floor. So slow but sure, slow but sure. But other than that, it's a nice neighborhood, and we're closer to the kids and the grandkids. So all in all, I guess it's worth it.
Yeah, it. I always wonder when people, you know, when we moved and we had somebody move us, they offered to unpack the boxes at the other end. And I was thinking, how can you do that? You don't know where I want to keep everything. But that was one of the things the movers offered. And I've often wondered, how does that work out if you, you know, if somebody moves you and they pack your stuff and then they unpack it at the other end? Seems like that's just redundant work because you'd have to go through everything and rearrange it anyway. But the idea of it sounds nice, but I'm not sure it would work out.
Roger. Well, as a veteran mover, having moved more times than I care to admit, the unpacking on the other end, you have to be as fast as they are to grab the stuff as it comes out of the box and put it where you want it. And then there's the month-long or two-month or three-month-long process of rearranging it to someplace else. So, yeah, we packed up most of our stuff so we'd have some idea where it was and make sure it was packed up right. They just moved the boxes and all the heavy furniture, of course. the big pieces, we knew where they were going, so that was easy. And then a lot of the stuff, I mean, we filled up a pod, and then we had movers come and fill up two trucks. And we filled up a dumpster getting rid of stuff before that happened. So it's like, where did all this stuff come from? And I'm convinced you put it in a closet or a garage or an attic and put it off in the corner somewhere, and it reproduces and expands to fit the available space. But yeah, I've got, Lord, I don't know how many boxes of books stuck in a little crawl-in attic over here in my bonus room. And then there's a walk-in attic. that is starting to fill up rapidly. And then there's another little crawl-in attic off of what is now going to be her sewing room, which is rapidly filling up. So, yeah, I don't know how we got all the stuff out of the house, and I don't know how we made it fit all in here, but, you know, it's not out of the boxes yet. But I'm making progress on the garage, so that's the best I can do.
I'm impressed that you're getting it done. It is a big job, but a little bit at a time is how it gets done, and it's nice that you're pausing to get things painted and the, you know, the light fixtures changed and all that. It's much easier to do it now than to wait till the house is completely full. I think your comment about how you put stuff in the attic and then it multiplies or you know, reproduces itself into more stuff. That's a good one. But I think you're right. I think it happens. It's like every year when my son was little, after Christmas, we buy one new ornament for our Christmas tree and at the after Christmas sales. And somehow, by the time, you know, he gets out of high school, we have so many ornaments, we have to get another box. So I think the Christmas ornaments do that, too. They just, you tuck them away in a box, and they have a party and have a whole bunch more little ornaments for you for the next year. But I'm glad you got a good neighborhood, and especially that you're near your daughter and her family, and that sounds really nice. I do miss hearing your voice on the radio, and really glad you came on with EchoLink tonight. It's really good to get caught up with you. So how's your dog doing?
Well, she's pretty much settled in. She won't go anywhere. If I go anywhere, she's got to be right behind me. And we do have a nice back deck that we go out and sit out there. So come out there with us, and then I've got a place out in the garage where I sit, where I put my refrigerator and put the beer. Sit out there sometimes, and she has to come out there. And so I've got dog beds everywhere for her to lay down on. She's got her couch that was down in the basement that's now up in my bonus room, and that's where she's snoring right now. But she's adjusting. She still barks at everybody that walks by, but, you know, she was doing that before, so that's not unusual. But we do have down at our yard slopes down in the back somewhat severely in places to make mowing fun. But anyway, there's a little creek that runs back there between two lakes, and there's a fire pit down there, so we went down there the other night. I've got a river birch, unfortunately, in my front yard that drops twigs and limbs and stuff all over, and we had that ice storm that came through here a while back, so we had lots of limbs and wood, and he left some firewood down there, so we went down to the fire pit, and we built the fire, and the grandkids and the kids came over, and we roasted marshmallows and made s'mores and had a good time. So, you know, all things considered, you know, life could be worse.
Sounds fabulous to have a spot down in your backyard there where you can have a fire pit and enjoy a fire. There's just something relaxing about having a fire in the backyard, and especially when you can give your grandkids chocolate and marshmallows and graham crackers and enjoy their energy for a while and then send them home. That's a smart one. You're a good grandpa.
Roger. Well, that's what grandparents are supposed to do, feed them sugar and send them home. But on Wednesdays, I think it is, that my oldest granddaughter gets out of school early on Wednesdays. And so we've been picking them up because my daughter's working and my son-in-law is working, and it's just easier for us to run in and get her and pick her up and bring her over here for the afternoon, or, you know, on the days that are her regular days, just, you know, take her home, make sure she gets in the door. So we make a daily trip over there to pick her up from school and take her to her house, or bring her over here for the afternoon or whatever. So we get to see them, you know, often. So all things considered, you know, it could be worse. I lost my basement, but I'm carving out a place up here, so slowly. And I'm looking around the room and seeing all the boxes that are still sitting here and knowing how many boxes are behind that wall over there and whatnot. But hopefully I managed to hook into a repeater up here out of Greensboro that I can get a pretty good signal on. But they're busy every night. starting at about 7, they do a traffic net where they practice passing traffic back and forth, and that takes close to forever. And then they go into a Raichu net that goes till 10:30, 11, sometimes 12 o'clock at night. So it's like probably not going to get to borrow that repeater. The other one I was looking at has been offline since just before we got up here. I don't know if something broke and he hasn't got the time or the money or the inclination to fix it or whatever, but that W4BAD repeater that I was going to try and hook into and borrow has been offline. So I got to find me another repeater that I can link to the repeater down there so I can do this with a radio instead of with a computer. But maybe get back into calling the net down here. But one thing at a time.
This is KN4HTP. KN4RJN. I was going to ask you about the radio stuff going on that you found out in your neck of the woods. So it's nice to hear that there's a group that gets on the radio every night and you can listen in and I'm assuming talk to them if you want to. Practice passing traffic, yeah. And doing the rag too, so that's nice. It would be awesome if you, down the road if you figure out how to join us back down here again. It's been fun having you with us, so I would enjoy that if it works out. I really hope it does.
Roger, I'm going to have to do something for an antenna right now. My little 2-meter antenna that was hanging upside down from my ceiling fan in the basement down in Inman is now sitting in my windowsill here up on the second floor. I opened the window and put it in the windowsill, and then I can hit the repeater in Greensboro. But I'm going to have to run a cable and get something up, either up in the attic or hide it on the roof somehow. We're in a we've got an HOA, and they frown on, you know, big towers and that sort of thing, so I'm going to have to hide an antenna up in the attic or something. But that's not, you know, it's high on my priority list. It unfortunately is not high on anybody else's priority list, so I've got to take care of all those other things first. So, like I say, one thing at a time.
Isn't that life where you have to lower your priorities on certain things so you get other people's priorities done? But that's a sign you're a nice person. Oh, you just say the funniest things sometimes. Well, I'm going to take a pause here and see if there's anyone listening in that wants to check in. Then I'm going to talk to you about some of the vegetable plants I'm getting ready to plant. So this is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Is there anyone that would like to check in at this time or make a comment? We're checking in anyone all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Whiskey Victor 6 to the Zulu, WV6F, Tom Noble and Traveler's Rest.
Control. Net Control, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Golf, Tango, India, KN4. GTI, the name is John, Mobile, and Pickens.
Kilo Oscar 4, November Romeo. Name's Jerry, I'm on base unit in Greenwood, South Carolina. Be negative and negative.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar. KO4 LAO, Jim and Traveler's Rest. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to all.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Tom, checking in. He's mobile in Traveler's Rest, WV6Z. Thanks for checking in tonight, Tom. Next, I have Tom, and now I have John, checking in. He's mobile in Pickens, KN4GTI. Thank you for checking in tonight, John. And then I have a station checking in from Greenwood. I think you said your name was Junie, but if that's not correct, please let me know. K-O-4-N-N-R. It's good to have you joining us on the radio. And then I would like to welcome Jim checking in from Traveler's Rest. K-O-4-L-A-O. Thank you for joining us on the radio tonight, Jim, and hope you're having a good evening out your way.
That was Jerry with a J in Greenwood. That's K-O-4-N-N-R.
This is KN4-HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Jerry, for checking back with me. K-O-4-N-N-R. I appreciate you joining us on the radio tonight. All right, is there anyone else at this time that I've missed for comments or for check-ins? Please call KN4-HTP or net control.
1 X-ray Romeo Romeo. Michael, mobile in Greenville. I'll be negative negative.
This is KN4-HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Michael, checking in, mobile in Greenville, N1XRR. Thank you for joining us tonight, Michael. Anyone else at this time? Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Anyone who's listening in that would like to check in, please call KN4-HTP or net control. This is KN4-HTP. Thank you to that last group of stations checking in, and thank you to those who are listening in. All right, I want to go back to RACCHU with John, KN4-RJN. I just picked up a few vegetable plants at the, Home Depot, I think, today. And I'm going to try cucumbers this year. That's my new plant for the year. I haven't tried to grow cucumbers in forever. I haven't grown them since I've been down here, but I'm adding those to my usual. I do really well with pepper plants and with tomatoes, and this year I'm going to do some different lettuce plants and some, and a cucumber, a small cucumber. So I know you've got a full list of things to do at your new place, but what kind of a yard do you have? Do you have some interesting plants growing out there?
Roger, I've got a good crop of onions, ragweed, clover, and some weird kind of greenish-yellow fuzzy stuff down towards the bottom land there that that grows profusely. Mostly weeds. She did buy some, you have to understand that when my wife walks through the plant department of Home Depot or Lowe's or wherever, the plants all, you know, cringe and, you know, put their hands over their eyes and say, not me, not me, because she's got kind of a black thumb. But my army friend that's living with us, she has a green thumb and she loves to, you know, plant things and whatnot. So we've got some lilies on the back deck that are doing quite nicely, and they planted a couple of bushes where a couple of bushes had apparently died from the previous owners. Put a couple plants out there, so they've got they've got stuff they're trying to grow. Right now I'm just trying to keep the mow the weeds and the onions and the clover and the crabgrass and the dollar weed. Got a lot of that in the yard. So yeah, I've got quite a crop.
Like with your specialty in clover, at least it's a pretty green color. This is not going to be your year for a vegetable garden, that's for sure, but I just love the way you put things. You got a really nice crop of clover and other weeds. That's great. Well, at least you can have a couple of planters out on the back deck with something pretty growing in them, so that's nice.
Roger, they bought this one lily that the thing is just huge. The blooms on it, and had a bumblebee or a carpenter bee that would come in and hover over the deck and just look at the thing and kind of check it out, but he never would land on it, and then he'd fly away, and then he'd come back a little bit later and hover around it, and it's like he wasn't sure exactly what to do with it, but he never did land on it. I think he thought it was going to eat him or something, but it's a beautiful flower, and there's several other lilies out there that are getting ready to pop open, and so But yeah, the dollar weed and the onions and the clover. The clover I don't mind because the little white blooms, the bees like it, and I like to keep the bees happy. But I've got one fairly steep slope that kind of levels out down towards the creek there and stays kind of wet, so I'm going to have to find a really water-loving bush. I thought about planting a river birch, but I would shoot my foot off before I plant another one of those things. But something down there to kind of stabilize the slope and dry that out a little bit. But the front yard looks nice. It's actually got, you know, grass and things growing in it. So my neighbor is real proud of his yard, and he has it sprayed and mowed and trimmed and whatnot, and it looks like a golf fairway. But my yard is, you know, a whole different story. That, and I've got moles in the backyard, or at least did have. I don't know if they're still there or not. And I've got a number of tunnels and holes, and you can almost twist an ankle walking down to the fire pit if you're not careful and watch where you step. So several bare spots where, you know, they've broken through the ground and whatnot. So I've got some work to do on that back slope. But other than that, you know, it's, you know, it is what it is. Not being a big gardener or yard maintenance person anyway, you know, it's, you know, it'll work for me.
KN4HTP. Yeah, I understand. I have my priorities too. When it gets too hot outside, I am not a yard person, but I love it when it's cooler outside, and I love my screened-in back porch and with the ceiling fan running. So, but there's just something nice about the outdoors. So I enjoy planting things and watching them grow and enjoying the other thing I think I'm going to do is put up a hummingbird feeder and see what kind of action I get there. The hummingbirds are just fascinating. So I don't know if I've asked you this before, but I have a bird that comes out at like 2 a.m. and just sings its little heart out from like 2 to 4. And it has a whole variety. It's just like a whole concert of different pieces. And I worry that some cat's going to come get it because obviously it's dark out there and it's singing away. And it, I don't know. But anyway, I enjoy the bird. But he's the only one. Nobody ever joins him. And we have tons of birds back there during the day, you know, the morning and dusk time. So what kind of bird would sing from like 2 to 4 in the morning?
Well, not being a biologist, I would have to say one with insomnia. But when the skies are clear and I pull a scope out, I've heard birds singing in the wee hours of the night and late hours of the night and wee hours of the morning. And the dog from time to time, if I don't get her out just before I go to bed, she'll wake up at, you know, 3-4 o'clock in the morning and need to go out, and I've taken her out and heard a bird. Well, more than one, but usually just one solitary bird singing off in the distance, a few houses down the way, yeah, loud and clear, and just the one bird. So I don't know if they just, you know, got insomnia, if they just, you know, that's their time to sing or what. I don't know what's going on with those, but I have, you know, I have heard them singing at weird hours in the night, and I kind of wonder about that too, with nocturnal predators out roaming around. So I'm assuming they're up in a tree somewhere and relatively safe, or they wouldn't have survived this long.
He must be up there in the top. You know, I hadn't thought about it, but most people are asleep at that hour, and so maybe there are lots of this kind of bird, and we just don't hear about it because most of us are asleep at that hour. It doesn't happen to be me all the time. Sometimes I'm able to sleep, but not very often, but I do enjoy that bird, and he is all alone, so maybe he just is kind of a diva and wants to sing with nobody else moving in on his territory. I don't know, but I do enjoy him, so I'm going to have to look up, see if I can get a possible name for the I don't know if the right word is breed, but that's a dog. But anyway, might have to do some research on that. Have you gone up to, I know there's a telescope, planetarium, some kind of thing around the Greenville area. Have you ever gone and checked that out?
We went up to, where my other daughter lives up in Virginia near Charlottesville once. The university up there had a big big telescope. Observatory is the word I'm looking for. And I'm sure there's one here at one or more of the universities here and around Greensboro. I haven't had a chance to check those out. But again, I don't know if you're familiar with the movie Gladiator with Russell Crowe. He's in the tent talking to his servant boy and asking him about what he does, and the boy responds with, you know, sometimes